Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and good afternoon. This is Donna Sebo. Welcome to an hour of mind power. And I guarantee you that today your mind is definitely going to be put into a whirl, because we're going to be talking about a subject matter that can be very controversial. And if you're a layperson, as I am, you know little, if anything, about a subject called statin drugs. Now, I know a lot of people that are taking these various drugs, but our guest today is Dr. Dwayne Graveland, and he is someone that has really walked the walk, not just with the statin drugs, but also in the research that goes around the publication of his book, Statin Drugs, Side Effects, and the Misguided War on Cholesterol. Dr. Graveland, welcome.
Glad to be aboard.
Well, I'm so glad to have you as a guest. Would you mind if I called you Dwayne?
Dwayne or Doc. Everybody else calls me Doc.
Okay, Doc. Well, let's go with Doc.
Okay, that sounds very good.
Now, Doc, what I wanted people to know is that you are a man that decided, because of your own personal experience, I'm going to want you to tell your personal story. You decided to investigate statin drugs, but your background is a fascinating one. You're a former science astronaut, aerospace medical research scientist, a flight surgeon, and a family doctor. You have been appalled at the lack of understanding regarding these statin drugs and the results that they produce in people. And you went on a journey of your own to get answers. And with your background, it's absolutely incredible. Tell us a little bit more about your background and also what happened to you that began this journey.
Well, just a few more words on background. For 10 years, I was regular Air Force as a flight surgeon, and during that time, most of my research was on prolonged weightlessness deconditioning. I got hit by the space bug 1957, when the Sputnik went up and Laika followed 1 month later. So I early was bit with the space program bug, and I spent my 10 years working on that subject in the Air Force, and that wound up a bit with my being selected by NASA as a scientist astronaut in 1965. Now, NASA is the reason, I suspect, why I've gotten involved in this statin thing, because NASA calls us back every year for our astronaut physical. And it was about, year 2000, and I was called back to Johnson, and the fellows decided that my cholesterol had gotten high enough so I should seriously consider Lipitor to bring it down. Now, I had no reason at that time to challenge this. I had used statin drugs previously while I was still practicing, and I had found that there was an occasional liver inflammation and some aches and pains, but there didn't seem to be anything significant, so I went along with it. And I started taking 10 milligrams a day, which is not a big dose. And about 2 months later, my wife saw me walking aimlessly about the yard, and she knew something was seriously wrong, and I did not know who she was. I didn't recognize my home. She somehow managed to get me into the car and to the hospital, where to an office of a neurologist, where the final diagnosis of transient global amnesia was made. And when I awoke from this, I was still in the office of the neurologist, and suddenly I was normal again. And I said, after getting my bearings, because the first thing I wondered is, what in the world was I doing there? I'd been there for hours, but I couldn't remember 1 second of it. But I then said, when he proposed that this was a diagnosis, I said, what do you think about the possibility of this new statin drug, Lipitor? And he said, no, statins don't do this. I doubted that, but I still went along with it, and I quit the drug on my own. So I went another year without taking the statins, and I felt great, no more episodes of anything unusual, until I got back to NASA, and they said, you should not have stopped your Lipitor. Statins don't do that. This was all coincidental. We want you to restart it. Well, looking back now at that scene, it's hard for me to understand why I let myself be talked into it, but I did restart, but I insisted only half the previous dose. So I restarted at 5 milligrams, and about 2 months, maybe 3 months later, I had my worst attack of transient global amnesia. This time, I was 13 years old. I was a high school student. And when they told me I was a doctor and that I was married, I laughed hysterically because I was age 13. And even after this second episode, all of the doctors I came in contact with still insisted that statin drugs did not do this. And they called it a coincidence. Well, I didn't care what they said. I went ahead on my own. I now knew intuitively that I was onto something really interesting, and I began then my research, which has continued daily ever since. And now, I must say that still, I think 90% of the practicing physicians out there don't know a thing about this. Despite everything I've been able to do in the last 7 years, it's still largely unknown, the statin drug side effects, and especially the cognitive aspects of them.
Well, what I would like for you to do is to address cholesterol, because there is such a tremendous ignorance about this. And people throw out numbers, and they say, oh, well, if you've got this number, you're in trouble. You need to go in and be on this drug or that drug or the other drug. And it is unbelievable how people just buy into it. They just say, oh my goodness, this is what I've got. I'm almost at every dinner or luncheon meeting, someone's going to be talking about their cholesterol. Someone's going to be discussing about how, well, I've gotten it down to where it's 106 over something. And I, for years, have just shaken my head over this, saying, you guys just don't know what you're doing. They keep lowering the numbers on this. And I know for a fact from some research that has been done that the numbers, as they're being portrayed, are not giving the right information. So would you educate us, please?
This will be fun. I was a member of the anti-cholesterol team. I was just like every other doctor until the past 7 years. But when I was out practicing, I was just as concerned about cholesterol lowering as everybody else. I must have talked to 1,000 meetings, and I counsel all of my sometimes skeptical patients about the evils of butter and milk and eggs, and I must have written 10,000 prescriptions for whatever cholesterol buster we were using, and I really welcomed the appearance of the statin drugs. That was just before I was going to retire, because I thought that was a real benefit. We finally had something that would work. And look at where we are now. Mm-hmm. We have learned in just the last few years that cholesterol is not the problem. After 40 years of brainwashing about the evils of cholesterol, we now know that cholesterol has nothing to do with the process of atherosclerosis. We have learned that atherosclerosis is an inflammatory disease.
Thank you.
And it's got nothing to do with cholesterol.
Oh.
Cholesterol is an innocent bystander. And now the physicians are still don't know which way to turn, because here they, like I used to be, are still focused because of the brainwashing on cholesterol, and yet they're hearing that that's not the cause. Inflammation is the cause. And they're kind of wondering what to do, and the poor guys are still dosing statin drugs based upon cholesterol response, even though cholesterol is no longer considered important in heart disease and stroke prevention. This is where we are right now today. It's a real mess.
Yes, that's an understatement. And the people that are so frightened, they're terrified that if they're not taking this quote-unquote cholesterol-reducing medication, they're definitely going to die.
And we have a statin industry, a statin drug industry, that is absolutely committed to maintaining this hypocrisy, to maintaining this fraudulent claim.
Now, your book, and ladies and gentlemen that are listening, Statin Drug Side Effects and the Misguided War on Cholesterol, this is a must-read, no matter what your age is, because it's time to become educated about the realities of what is and what isn't. Now, we're always going to be learning, but when you have to go up against the established system, whatever it may be, you need to have an understanding as why. If nothing else, hand the book to your doctor. You, in your book, it's right at the very beginning of your book, you say cholesterol was discovered as a major constituent of gallstones. It was identified in 1775 as the first known steroid. That blew me away. I had never heard cholesterol called as a steroid.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, in addition to my book, I want you to remember that my website at spacedoc.net, that is loaded with absolutely free information. It's based upon my repository of over 5,000 case reports from statin-damaged people, and it's also based upon my huge a message board. We call it a forum, and there are over 5,000 comments on the message board, and this is all of immense value to anyone trying to research it. Just go to the message board and ask a question, and almost immediately you'll have 10,000 people wanting to help you. And the other thing about this is the fact that having this repository of some 5,000 people has allowed me to write papers, and I have over 200 shorts like essays on various aspects of this subject, all available. All you have to do is read it on site or download, bring it into the office of your physician.
Tell us the benefits of cholesterol, and how many types of cholesterol does the body use? I mean, there's more than one, that's for sure. How many are there?
Yeah, the lipid spectrum within the blood is, that's what it is, it's a spectrum. It runs from small particles up to large particles, and we have arbitrarily packaged them into this, that, and the other thing, LDL meaning low density, and HDL meaning high density, and somehow along the way we've arrived at the supposition that the LDL was the more dangerous, and we've had people that devote their whole lives to trying to figure out which compartment of this lipid component, which compartment is the most damaging and should be addressed. And now we find out that it doesn't make any difference. I tell people today to forget your cholesterol. I don't care what your cholesterol is. Now, I want to preface this by saying that familial hypercholesterolemia is a different thing.
Now, what is that? Explain.
Familial is where you're born with a genetic tendency. Your mother, your father, or both have had this disease. They run with cholesterols in the 500 and 600, the triglycerides are sometimes 5,000. This is what I'm talking about. Now, many of these people with these terribly high fat values, many of them are very high risk, and many of them expire prematurely from heart attacks and strokes. There's no doubt about that. But still, some 20% have an absolutely normal longevity, even with extraordinarily high cholesterol and triglyceride levels. So one of the first things I ask anybody is, who feel they have a cholesterol problem, I ask them about their family history.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody lives to be 80, they don't have a cholesterol problem.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from the cholesterol thing, which has to be addressed differently, for the average, for 90% of the people who are invited and urged and strongly recommended by the doctor to start on a statin drug because their cholesterol value is now 210, that is baloney.
I agree. And I'll tell you, I came across a French study, and this was a number of years ago. And one of the points of the study was very emphatic, and it had to do with women. And they said in their study, and I can't recall which one it was at this moment, but in this study, they had noticed older women, women that were older than 65, their cholesterol levels were 300, sometimes a little bit more than that, which in our era would have been considered very high. And they said these women were healthy. We were trying to figure out why. because that's not supposed to be the case. What they found in the study was that for some reason, as women get older, their cholesterol levels will go up. They didn't mention anything about men. They were specifically relating to the women. And it apparently endowed the body with a strength and a stamina. These women were mentally, astute. They were active. They were leading very productive lives. And if they walked into most doctor's offices, the first thing they probably want to do is put them on a statin. And they said it wasn't necessary. They learned that the body was producing this so that there would be better health. And that lodged in my mind like a silver bullet, let me tell you. And it just made all the difference in the world to me, because my cholesterol on one level was like 300. And then there was some test that was done about 3 or 4 years ago, and they said, you're one of the healthiest people we've ever seen. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Go away. And it amazed me. And that's why I was so thrilled to be able to have you as a guest, because when I went through your book, Statin Drug Side Effects and the Misguided War on Cholesterol, I just said, my goodness, what a difference this could make in the lives of people, and take the pressure off of them, for heaven's sakes, but give them understanding at the same time.
Yeah, now, the facts of this are actually that the use of statin drugs in the elderly, that is over 65, or in women of any age, the use of statins is not justified unless they already have heart disease or stroke. So the use of statins has no justification unless heart disease and strokes already exist. And when that exists, of course, they automatically are at high risk. So those people, it's logical and fair to use a statin drug, or at least to direct your attention to them. But right now, our drug companies are focusing their attention at the elderly and at women without making the distinction regarding do they have pre-existing disease. They are going after everybody and convincing even the women and all the elderly that they should be on a statin drug or there's something seriously wrong with them. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention, that there's no doubt that the higher levels of cholesterol are associated with better intelligence levels and better cognitive functions, and also associated with better health.
That's
and
wonderful
longevity.
To hear.
Yes.
That's wonderful to hear. Tell us how the cholesterol affects the brain.
This is a wonderful subject, because that's exactly what I got into. And, we didn't know until the year 2003 the importance of cholesterol to brain function. No one knew. Not even the drug companies that you would have thought would have really researched this way back when, 20 years ago, when they were first sorting this thing out. But they didn't know this. They didn't know that we had a separate system in our brains to produce cholesterol for memory formation, but it so happens that we do. Now, a fellow by the name of Frieger in 2003 published his article, and you would have thought that would have made a tremendous uproar in the statin community, but I think they figured that the less said, the better. They never even acknowledged it. You would have thought that it would have demanded a black box warning to every doctor because of the importance of this research result. But anyway, this Dr. Frieger proved the importance of cholesterol in the formation and function of the synapses in our brain, the basis of every thought process, and certainly the basis of all of our memory functions. Therefore, when you take a statin drug, especially the statins of the Lipitor-Mevacor Zocor variety, which are slightly more what we call lipophilic, meaning they love fat a little bit more, and the brain being primarily fat, they have a greater tendency to penetrate. But anyway, these things now go in, and what do? They affect the glial cells. The glial cells in the brain, we have trillions of them, and they are the housekeeper cells. They produce cholesterol, which is the necessary ingredient for synapse, which carries the messages. And now we find that statin drugs inhibit these glial cells so they no longer can produce essential amounts or the required amounts of cholesterol. We did not know this, but and then when this finally came out, it was it's so hard for me to understand why the entire medical community has not paid more attention to this. Because in terms of the total numbers of side effects, 40% of our side effects are due to this inevitable effect of statin drugs on brain function. I mean, this isn't something that occurs one in a million because of some special genetic predisposition. This is something that everybody has a tendency for.
This is
an amazing thing.
It really is. Now, let's address something about nutrition, because you have some fascinating facts about how the statins actually cause a negative effect with the immune system, and it does not allow, if someone were taking good supplementation, it actually is causing that supplementation to go right through the system and go out. It's not even being utilized. Explain that process to us.
Okay, this is the process of, I'm not sure if I understood this correct. You talk about the use of nutrition to combat cholesterol and inflammation?
Right. Let me rephrase it. You talk about how CoQ10, there are the B vitamins when people are on statins.
Okay, now I've got it. These are anti-inflammatories.
Yes.
Their sole mechanism of action is anti-inflammatory. Now, this is because we now know the whole atherosclerotic process, the producer of strokes and heart attacks, is based upon inflammation. So the essence of therapy should be the stress on anti-inflammatories. And many of these are over-the-counter supplements, and this is where the omega-3 comes in, a good, robust dose of omega-3. This is where coenzyme Q10 comes in, a powerful antioxidant. And the roles of vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid deserve a minute of explanation. This has to do with homocysteine. Now, Kilmer McCulley pretty much proved the effect of homocysteine, and homocysteine, if elevated, we know, is an inflammatory factor. So that's one of the causes. So when I say in my regimen that I recommend routinely, when I say vitamin B6, 12, folic acid, these are purely aimed at the metabolism of homocysteine, and it will tend to keep it under control. Homocysteine requires all three of these vitamins to be properly maintained, and if any one of them is non-functional or deficient, the homocysteine will rise. And homocysteine very definitely is a inflammatory factor, and we think it's in back of some 40%. Kilmer McCulley himself will say about 40% of atherosclerosis can be explained on the basis of elevated homocysteine, but the rest, of course, are other factors. And this is where your omega-3, coenzyme Q10, and a buffered baby aspirin. So this is where the supplements come in, is for their powerful anti-inflammatory effect. And it has been estimated by somebody who knows this far better than I do that the combined effect of just omega-3, CoQ10, the vitamins, and a buffered baby aspirin is roughly the equivalent of 20 milligrams of Lipitor in terms of its anti-inflammatory efficacy. Now, another thing that I wanted to add to this is because this whole process is based upon inflammation, I don't have the slightest pause in considering a statin drug in my treatment plan. But I won't. But I would come nowhere near the dosages that are being used today. People are using huge cholesterol-lowering dosages, whereas I'm only interested in the anti-inflammatory dosages. And all the reading that I've done convinces me that dosages in the range of only a few milligrams daily, and I arbitrarily, sort of arbitrarily, recommended 2.5. So if you came to me and I determined that you were a high-risk person, you've had a heart attack already, I would put you on everything I've already said, plus I'd add a small dose of statin. I'd add 2.5 milligrams of statin. Somebody would say, well, why not 5? I know what 5 did to me. It made me into a 13-year-old high school student for the best part of a day. And this is obviously biasing my judgment. But
no kidding.
I still think that the anti-inflammatory doses in the 2 to 3 milligram range are a good general rule. And then you have a total package if you're high risk.
Now, after I had reviewed your book, there was an associate that I had that I was talking with, and they said, I'm really going to get a copy of this book. I'm really fascinated with this. But have you heard, Donna, anything about red yeast rice? I said, oh, yes, I have. Let me go get the book, and I'll read it to you. And so I got the book. Tell us about the red yeast rice. And this is something people can get in health food stores, but it's not for everybody, and it's not supposed to be consumed in volumes like we'd consume brown rice. What is red yeast rice?
It's a certain rice that's been fermented with a certain yeast, and the Chinese have known about red yeast rice for some 3,000 years, and they unknowingly have been making Mevacor for 3,000 years. Mevacor, lovastatin, that is red yeast rice. Each 600 milligram capsule of red yeast rice is not only like Mevacor or like lovastatin, which is the generic, it is. And that's the important thing to know. It is Mother Nature's statin. And it just happens to be manufactured in our country in a, where a capsule is the equivalent of 2.5 milligrams, which, of course, pleases me. And I generally will recommend a red yeast rice if a person wishes to use an over-the-counter, a lot cheaper substance. Or if they've got a lot of statin drugs hanging around, they can just use a pill cutter and cut it on down, which is a good thing to do also. But red yeast rice is a very good substitute. You're not cutting any corners when you use it. You're not getting a less beneficial product. It is the equivalent of Mevacor. If you take too much, which is a natural tendency of people when they hear something is good,
right,
they think, well, if
more
one is good, maybe 3, 4, 5, or 6 a day is better, and there's you're going to get into trouble. It's just like any other statin. You are going to get into trouble with muscle aches and pains, and we have had one case of rhabdomyolysis associated with the use of red yeast rice.
And that's what people don't understand. And I think, again, you're absolutely correct. We think of a little bit of work, boy, we need to have buckets of it. And it doesn't work that way. The body, if it is going to utilize things, often it just takes a little bit of something to really make your body function effectively. It's when we get into this heavy dosing. I mean, I can tell you stories, and I'm not going to go into it, of people who face, you know, falling over their face in their cereal because they have been on 6, 7, 8 different drugs. I mean, it's just, it's awful. It really is something. I'm so pleased that you're able to come forth and talk about this. I also want to address something that is in your book, and that is about diet. And you make a comment here about a Dr. Dudley White, and he is really, really a person that had a very strong attitude about saying that eggs were good, butter and lard were good, and this type of thing. And of course, everybody around will talk about him. Oh, well, you can't have that. That's bad for you. That's bad for your heart. And it is not bad for your heart. These are natural products that the body utilizes far more effectively than margarine or the artificially produced thing. Address that a bit, because you have something about dieting or following a food plan that's healthier than what generally is promoted. Why?
Well, I'd like to say a word about Paul Dudley White first. We owe him all a lot of thanks, but he was just drowned out. His words of wisdom back in the mid-50s were drowned out by the, by the music of the anti-cholesterol bandwagon. He was asked to participate, and he said, heck no. He said, we were all much more healthy back in the days before margarines. He was death on margarines. And he said, back in the 20s when I first started my practice, I hung up my shingle. I had to wait 8 years before I got my first myocardial infarction. And he said he couldn't believe that this corn oil margarine thing was good for great masses of people. And I think most of you folks, or many of you, will remember, this is back in the post-World War II era. That's when we were getting these little bags of what looked like lard, and you break the little bubble and make your own margarine. And we were all switching to margarine at that time because it only cost a little bit and so forth. Little did we know that they were preparing us for this heart attack thing to come. We weren't having heart attacks back in the 20s. That's been a more recent thing. Of course, we must have been having some heart attacks back in the 20s, despite Dr. Paul Dudley White's slowness in building a practice. But the fact of the matter is a much different situation in our country today, especially back 10 or 15 years ago, before we started learning a little bit more about this. But it's amazing what has transpired in terms of diet, and we really would be a much healthier nation today if we had adhered to Dr. Paul Dudley White's recommendation and stayed on the diet based upon what you all took as farm kids. Eggs ad lib, whole milk, and butter, not margarine. I can't believe I raised an entire family on had my kids drink skim milk. We never took any eggs, and I never saw margarine for about 30 years. And I'm so sorry for that now when I look back in those days, because that was so wrong. Suddenly, the national leaders, led by this guy by the name of Ansel Keys, suddenly they demanded that the entire population in the United States was going to switch to a low-fat and low-cholesterol diet, and so we did. And what did these guys do? All they did was give us this present epidemic of gross obesity and type 2 diabetes.
Now, where can we find information about Dr. White and his books and that type of thing? Is there a website on him?
Oh, gosh, I don't have that. I don't have a website on Paul Dudley White. No, I can't tell you that, but I can tell you the proper diet. And that's basically a That's basically a carbo-restrictive diet. Now, Kilmer McCulley is the authority on this, but I will say that there are many other carbo-restrictive diets. Even the Atkins diet used to be carbo-restrictive, and now it's liberalizing just a bit. But any diet that asks you to curtail your intake of white rice, white bread, potatoes, things of that nature, and substitute multigrain bread, brown rice, and really substitute other vegetables and other fruits for your carbohydrates, where you can be assured that it will be a complex. So you're eliminating as much as you can the simple carbohydrates, and you're substituting the complex carbohydrates. And other than that, it's just you eat your meats and eat your fats as usual. And it's what is known as a carbo-restrictive diet, but that doesn't mean what some people purport it to mean. It doesn't mean you're going to eat hamburger all day long. It means that you're going to have a thoroughly balanced diet, but you're going to be substituting complex carbohydrates for simple. And simple can best be defined by anything white, I guess. Pasta and rice and, things of that nature. Potatoes.
Yeah. My guest today has been Dr. Dwayne Gravelin.
Yeah.
And he is a physician. He is retired, but his background as a space researcher, an aerospace medical research scientist, a flight surgeon, a family doctor, this is a man that has told you today that he has made a massive turnaround in his thinking because of his own personal experiences and because of the research that he has gone through. Get his book, Statin Drugs, Side Effects, and the Misguided War on Cholesterol. Misguided. We need to take back the power of individuality. Now, doctor, where would we go to find out more? It's spacedoc.com. SpaceDOC.com, is that correct?
No, everybody does that. It's spacedoc.net.
Okay, spacedoc.net.
Yep, if you go to spacedoc.net, you'll not only get access to the book, but you get access to everything else I've produced in the last 7 years.
Well, you can't beat that. And it's such a delight having had you today as a guest. And I know our paths will cross again. And I'm so pleased that you're out there sharing what you have learned with people. My goodness, what a weight it would take off of their minds to know that they're not nuts, that there's something that they can do to be more healthy and to live a life that's going to be rich with wellness. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It's been an absolute delight. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. Don't you go away now. We've got more good things to share with you. We'll be right back.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Now, telephone lines are open. And the telephone number, if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. For the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222 if you want to be in touch with me so that I can give you intuitive insights. And if you're a new listener to the show, oh, I'm so delighted you've joined our listening family. Please give us a call, and I'll be happy to tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask a question about anything that you like. I want to go back to Dr. Dwayne Graveland. This is a man who I feel so privileged to have had a chance to find out about, number one, and number two, to have the opportunity to talk with him, and I'm looking forward to maybe having him again sometime as a guest. But in doing what I do and reading material, and I'm able to educate myself and then pass it along to other professionals and to you as listeners, it's very meaningful. When we stop and think about the average physician or medical person they have to go through tremendous training to gain the knowledge that they have. And I'm not into bashing doctors. I have a great deal of respect for medical people. I've known many fine nurses and many fine medical professionals through the years. I've also known a few schmucks. And maybe that's a harsh term in the minds of some people, but let's face it. You're always in any area of industry or endeavor going to have those people that are first class, and then you're going to have the middle class, and then you're going to have the low class level. But I have, in my life to this point, suffered through serious consequences, just like Dr. Graveland has, because I didn't question. In today's world, it is so important to be informed. And as a consumer, anymore, that's part of our responsibility. So when you are in a position to become educated, don't turn away from it. Be willing to read, be willing to listen, be willing to learn. If you say to yourself, well, if so-and-so says this, this has to be gospel, that's a big mistake. We're human beings, all of us. We have our strengths, we have our weaknesses. And as Dr. Graveland said, until 2003, they did not know about certain things. Why? Because there was not the technology available for them to be able to make the evaluations. So in many areas of the medical industry, and this is my personal bias, I don't put it on anybody else, we're 50 years behind in many areas of thinking. Why? Because you're dealing with a big machine. And it's like any other kind of bureaucratic machine. It is going to take a time for something to go through. I will never forget listening to an interview of a physician in Europe. And this was back in the year 2000. He had found a way. He had been a radiologist specialist. He had seen women go through so much horrific suffering. He had seen them go through mastectomies. He had seen them go through so many things. And he had come up with a process. I will never forget. I can see him so clearly in my mind. And he showed on television the process that he used. And he talked about his patients. And he said, this takes care of killing cancer cells without cutting, without damaging or destroying healthy cells. And he said, it is so much better, and the women do beautifully. Now understand, there's many different types of cancer. There's many different types of breast cancer, etc. This isn't just a cancer. And that's something a lot of people don't realize. There are many, many different types. Well, he had found this method. When he was interviewed, after he explained all of this and he showed it, they said, how long will it be before we can have this? I mean, think of the millions of women that this could benefit. He said, it'll be after I'm dead. This was a physician, I believe, who was in his late 60s, early 70s. And the reporter was stunned. He said, what do you mean 50 years? He said, that's how long before a change can be implemented. Now, this has happened over and over again. Why? Because unless we as consumers are willing to educate ourselves, and then in turn, go to our medical professionals. If you have someone that says, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of, I'm not even going to read this stuff, you know you've got someone that's not going to be open to concepts and ideas. And we need to be able to work with people who are open and willing to learn. And when they're willing to do that, and believe me, good doctors, good nurses, good medical people, good medical professionals, their hearts and their souls are dedicated to trying to make this world a better place. That's what they do. That's what their passion was when they started. And sometimes they get so overwhelmed, they can't see the forest for the trees. And you, as an educated consumer, may be able to bring to them something that would benefit not just you, but also someone else. And there's no one absolute way of doing anything. What will work for one person may not work for another. So I'm just so pleased that I was able to have him. I want to mention his book again because I think it's important. Statin Drug Side Effects and the Misguided War on Cholesterol. Go to his website, spacedoc.net, spacedoc.net, and You will find all kinds of materials there. Go and read. Educate yourself. You know what he said to me before we went on the air, because we were having a problem. We had to delay the show for a while before we could get started. Before we went on the air, he said, do you know we have only begun to scratch the surface on understanding certain factors of the human body? That's exciting. We've got so much more to learn. But it means that we're going to have to get rid of some of the old beliefs. So just understand that and be willing to open your mind. Don't be afraid of change. Worst thing that happens, maybe it won't work for you. That's okay, but it may help somebody else that you come in contact with. This is Donna Sebo. If you would like me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, give me a buzz. Add 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Hey, don't forget the second week of the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair is coming up. Ooh, I'm so excited. I love participating in this. This is my sixth year. I love the people that I interact with there, both on the level of dealing with the public as well as the wonderful staff and presenters. This is so much fun. It's totally magical. And you know what? If you want to get into the real mood, you can go and rent costumes so that you can dress whatever part or role you would like to play in this getaway time for this period of history. Now, where is it located? It's located at the Mentor Creek Ranch, 10215 State Road 302 in Gig Harbor, this upcoming weekend. It's day after tomorrow, and also the following weekend, and that's it. Three weekends a year. First one's down, number two is coming up, and number three. You're not going to want to miss this. And the hours are from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. And what I would say to you is, go to their website so that you can get more information. That's Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair.com. Just type in Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. That's all you need to do. You don't even need to put in the .com, and it'll pop up right in front of you. You'll find directions there. You'll find out all kinds of information. You'll get details on the wonderful performers. You're not going to want to miss this. It is so much fun. Now, come on down Main Street. When you come in through those castle doors, I want you to go to your right, and on Main Street, you'll find a booth that's got these huge golden banners with bright red lions. That's where I am. That's my Renaissance logo. So come on in and say hello. I was so pleased to meet some of you last week, and I would love to meet more of you this weekend. So this is something. Come on out. It's just an absolute blast. I just love doing it. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to come back in just a moment. I've got some more good things to share, and I'll be happy to chat with you as well. 877-876-5227 for the U.S., 888-815-9756 for Canadians, or 530-876-3222. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
A popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.DelphiInternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and her website is www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 if you're calling from Canada. Boy, I thought I'd heard of all kinds of tips about how to travel more effectively and easily, but this one really took the cake. But I thought it was so much fun to read about that I wanted to share it with you. If you want to fly more comfortably, well, if you just don't even want to be bothered with packing, guess what? If you're so-ho-ho inclined, you can throw all of your stuff into an empty suitcase and a service will deliver it to you neatly packed at your destination. Now, if you want to find out more about this, I couldn't believe someone would not be willing to pack their own stuff and just toss everything into a suitcase. Well, what do I know? Okay, flylight.com is the name of the website, FLYLITE.com. I mean, you don't want to pack your suitcase. All you have to do is get your stuff together, and then they'll go and fold everything up for you and get it all nice and neat for you. Then there's also, if you want to be around some people on a flight that are more compatible with you, well, there's airtroductions.com, and that's airtroductions.com. And this is what you do. You go to the website, you create a profile, and enter your itinerary. If, in the process of doing this, you spot someone who matches your interests, you can ask to be seated together on the flight. I wonder, well, we won't go there. Anyway, the other one that I found out about was farecast.com. That's F-A-R-E-C-A-S-T.com. This site predicts if a fare is going to stay steady, rise or dip in the next week. And there's a Shandni who put that information together, so I thought I would share that with you. Oh, and you know, it is summer, and dependent on where you live, you might be having a problem with poison ivy. Yes, poison ivy. Now, I in my life experience have not yet encountered that, but you never know when something like that can come up into your life, dependent on the country, the area of country that you live in. So you want to be sure that you check out some of these tips, because I found them very interesting. If you find you've got some poison ivy growing in your backyard, here are some recommendations that I found out about, that if you want to get rid of the poison ivy, Charles Nardozzi of the National Gardening Association said this is what you do. You get an herbicide and you take the poison oak vine, you cut it to 6 inches above ground level. Now, of course, folks, you're going to want to wear a long sleeve shirt and you're going to want to make sure you've got gloves on, because this stuff is really, you know, irritating to the skin. You don't want it to get on your skin at all. So he said you cut the vine to 6 inches above the ground level, then take a piece of cotton, soak it in herbicide and stuff it into a little plastic cup. They say small yogurt containers really work well, but a little plastic cup. You seal the cup and the cotton upside down on the exposed vine with duct tape, and that'll get rid of it. It will go through, and the poison ivy vine itself and will actually kill it. So you'll be able to get it out of your environment. Also, there are some products on the market. You might want to talk to your pharmacist. This is a good person to talk with regarding something that can be applied to the skin to counteract the itch-producing resin that comes with poison ivy. And also, you might want to remember something that's very safe to use, and that is aloe vera. And aloe vera, if you have a plant, let me share something with you that I was told many, many years ago. This is about, 1980, 1981. I met a woman who's just incredibly gorgeous. And she had been raised in Jamaica. And she had an English mother and a Jamaican father. And she said every morning her mother would tell her and her siblings, if you want to have beautiful skin and you don't want to have wrinkles and you want to be very healthy, have fresh aloe vera every day. Well, in Jamaica, aloe vera grows very fast. And her mother said, always cut from a plant that's 3 to 5 years old. Don't cut from a younger plant. Well, when I met this woman, she was in her late 60s, and I was just amazed at how gorgeous she was. And her daughter was the same, and she passed along the knowledge to her family. So that tucked away in my brain as a significant message. And it is something that the aloe vera plant in our family has helped us with burns and all kinds of things. But if you take the fresh pulp and you put it on anything that's itchy, like exposure to the poison oak, poison ivy, that can really, really help. But talk to your pharmacist, see what you can wash the resin off with, because it's a sap. It's something that comes into the skin, and that's why you get this itch and irritated. And then remember, the aloe vera is very healthy, and if you want to stay free of wrinkles, it's an easy cosmetic thing. This is fresh aloe vera. It is not the stuff you buy at the health food store that you drink. That's not going to do it, because it's already lost its capacity for what needs to be utilized by the body. So it's better to have it fresh. Anyway, those are just some tips I wanted to share with you. Also, sometimes we need to be aware that when summer is around and we have those water faucets and maybe we've got them drip, 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 dripping, sometimes we have that little bit of a drip and we think, oh, that's no big deal. Do you know that a faucet that leaks one drop of water per second wastes about 2,700 gallons of water a year, five times what an average car uses in gasoline? So just be aware of that. And I know here in the Pacific Northwest they're becoming much more aware of water, and conservation is something that in so many parts of the country is really a big, big thing. So be aware of that. Donna Sebo here. If you'd like to give me a buzz at 877-876-5227 or Canadians 888-815-9756. All I need is your first name or initial, and then I'll be glad to give you my insights. And after that, you can ask me a question about anything that you like. Also, I want to let those of you who are listening in California, I'm going to be doing an appearance in San Francisco on the 14th and 15th of September. That is going to be put up on my website and in my next newsletter. All of the details and information will be there. I'll start announcing them regularly on the show starting the 15th. And then those of you in Alaska, I have been receiving some calls. I want you to know that I'm going to be up in the far north area of Alaska during the month of October. So there are other places that perhaps I'm going to have a chance to go to, New York, Cincinnati, and that type of thing, and I will be sure to let you know as that evolves. But meanwhile, it's going to be those areas, and again, it will be up on my website by the 1st of September, so everything will be itemized out. Sitting in traffic. Oh, my goodness, no matter where you go anymore, and believe me, it has changed everywhere, whether you are in Atlanta, Georgia, whether you are in Virginia, California, Colorado, Wyoming. I mean, there's so many places in this country that never really had much of a traffic problem. And because of population density growing, it's really becoming a big deal. And up here in the Pacific Northwest, whoa, we are well acquainted with it, believe me. Many, many, many of us, if we are not telecommuters, will spend at least a half hour commuting each day, and usually it's more than that. Most of the people I talk to spend going back and forth from work anywhere from an hour minimum up to 3 hours commuting daily. And there is a new doodad, gadget, if you will, called Traffic Gauge, which gives an aerial view of slow-moving cars and standstills. This is incredible. Who would have ever thought we were going to have this available? Maybe the person that wrote the Jetsons cartoon series. I don't know. Now, right now, this gadget, Traffic Gauge, is only available in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. But there are going to be more cities added soon. And There's a small monthly charge for this. It's like $10 a month. And you can go to their website, trafficgauge.com, trafficgauge.com. Also, there is a RoadMate 2000 series that will automatically adjust whatever routing you may be choosing to what should be corrected if there's accidents or other traffic delays. Now, this is a pricey item, but if you're interested in something like this, you've got MelangPS.com. Let me spell it out for you. MelangPS.com. MelangPS.com. And then also, there's another system called Nuvi 660 that has preloaded maps and auto routing plus a whole bunch of other unique features. And you can go to Garmin.com. And that one is really pricey. Garmin.com. Garmin.com. And Google says that it has a system available for free that if you have web access, you know, if you got one of these handy-dandy Palm Pilots that has web access, or you've got a cell phone that has web access, you can go to google.com/GMM, google.com/GMM to get the best route based on current conditions, and it won't cost you a penny. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can add to your stockpile of information, and that is going to enable you to commute much more comfortably. Boy, isn't it amazing what we're able to do? We were in a computer store earlier today, and when I looked at all of the gadgetry that is around, it is absolutely amazing. And when you think of all the people that are so interested in this, it is even more amazing because changes are occurring, and it is really, really quite spectacular. All you have to do is stay out of a store for 2 weeks, and you go back in and you go, whoa, now what new toys have you got? It's amazing. Well, I know we're almost out of time here. I want to remind you, day after tomorrow is the second weekend for the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. I hope you'll come out and say hello. Bring your friends, bring your family. And for those of you that are in Washington, just know you can get the best packages on the web itself. Go to their website, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Hours for the fair are 10 to 6, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. This is the second weekend coming up. It's at the Mentor Creek Ranch at 10215 State Road 302 in Gig Harbor. Plenty of parking. Come on out for the day. Be there when the gates open, because believe me, you're going to say, I almost missed the equestrian events. I almost missed the jousting and the kids. Oh, my goodness, they've got so many wonderful things for the kids. You don't want to miss any of it. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about, we don't settle for mediocrity. We're only going to settle for excellence. My guest is going to be Topher Morrison. You know, you're the best. Remember it, because you don't want to settle for anything less than that. We'll be talking with you tomorrow, and just expect nothing but the very best for yourself and for those that you love, because if you expect the best, you'll recognize it when it comes up and shakes your hand. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.